Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your opening bell for February 2nd, 2026. So this video today is for those that are looking to refinance, or those that are looking to buy maybe in the spring, or you could be a realtor loan officer trying to explain to your clients what in the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So today we're going to talk about the biggest thing that's coming up right now, the government shutdown. Did you realize the government shutdown? So we're going to show you how this might affect mortgage rates, how this is going to affect the equity markets, and what oil's doing, because if you follow oil, that's where inflation is going to take you. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll show you that at the end. You're here for these, so let's get to it. So let's say you're sitting there and you're a homeowner, or you're a home buyer thinking, okay, what should I do over the next couple months? Even if you're a realtor loan officer trying to, you know, educate your clients on these things over here, what I want to talk about is with the government shutdown, how it's going to affect things short-term, mid-term, and long-term. And then we're going to look at things like oil, the bond market, the equity markets, and trying to figure out where these are going to go. Because like I said, if you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, or loan officer, you want to understand this market. So if you do, let's go down through it. So here's what we're seeing today. The government is shut down. Yes, it is shut down. I didn't even realize this. I saw the news all weekend and I'm like, well, did it happen? Well, yeah, it happened. And the reason why is it's overfunding of a lot of security agencies and things like that. We won't get political. But Jeffries, he's saying we're not going to help them at all pass this bill. So my expectations, this is going to last a couple days, maybe a week. So just let this pass and, you know, I'll show you the news. And I don't really think this is affecting the markets as well. So this is good headlines. I don't think this has any teeth into it. So let's get over to the markets that really affect mortgage rates, and I'll explain to you the whys behind it. So the big thing we want to look at is right through here. This is the bond chart that we follow when we watch mortgage rates. All you have to understand is that number right up through there. If that number is going up, well, it's not today, but if that number goes up, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are going down. If that number goes down, that means the price of the bonds are going down and the yields are going up. And since this is a mortgage bond, that means mortgage rates are going to go up. 0.01 isn't going to do anything. And my expectations are rates are going to be flat or maybe a little bit better today. Let me explain why. Here's what we're looking in the economy today. So we have today, we really don't have much coming in other than manufacturing numbers. We do have some numbers on the employment numbers coming this week, JOLTS index, and we also have the unemployment rate coming in on Friday. Okay, so my expectations are this. I don't see the economy that weak that the Federal Reserve has to cut rates. We still have inflation over its skis. We still have an unemployment market that really hasn't fallen off a cliff. We have oil ticking up a little bit. Now we have a government shutdown. We have all these other things. Why would you cut? Okay, so let's see what the stock market and the equity markets are doing this. So we're looking at it. The Dow Jones down 20, S&P down 29, NASDAQ down 181. This isn't a sell-off like you would expect if it was huge uncertainties. So right now, the markets aren't really doing anything but oil. Look at oil. It's down $3. It's down 5%. So here's why we talk about oil. Oil's huge when it comes to inflation. If it's at $70, $80 a barrel, remember when gas prices were like $4 or $5 a gallon? That's when oil was like $90 a gallon. Or a barrel. Now that you're getting gas, some places under $2, that's when oil hits 60. So we want it right in that sweet spot. And then you go over to Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been getting hammered. So that's why I started Bitcoin. This was $120 a coin a couple months ago. I have a confession to make. My daughter's getting married in about 4 months, and I had to sell a decent chunk of my Bitcoin. But I sold it at 95, so I took a nice little profit from where it is there. So that's my confession to you guys on Bitcoin. I'm starting to rebuild my position on that gradually, but here's what that price has done over the time. And it's dismal from here down to here. That's a pretty darn big move down. And I keep telling you guys, only put in money into Bitcoin that you're looking to gamble. So now let's get over to what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting, because they focus in on these things. So like I said, inflation, it upticked last week. So here's what happened Friday. We had producer inflation coming out on Friday, and I said, don't be surprised if this number is 2, 3, 4 ticks higher than all the analysts are saying. And that's what it did. So what I said is, I think we're going to have what's called a January effect. And here's my thought. Companies really couldn't pass through all their tariff, pushes or tariff increases to the public, and they really didn't know, are these going to be permanent? Are they going to be short-term? Can we eat them for now? So now that the Supreme Court has it and they still keep punting on the decision, companies are finally forced, okay, we got to push these things out. So they're going to do it in January, and that's what they're doing. Producer prices just skyrocketed, and they're finally pushing their costs over to the consumer, and now you're going to see most likely consumer prices ticking up. So that's a little bit of a scary thing, but it should be short-term. Here's my thoughts. That was a push that came in kind of a one-off. Okay, so but here's what you're also seeing. You're seeing housing equivalent rent that has a huge, it's 40% of our inflation numbers. It actually toppled and starting to come down. It might even be negative. And then you have oil. Remember gas prices when they were $5? That's when oil was like $90 a barrel. Now we have it 60. So that's going to help inflation huge as well. So my expectations are at the end of Q1, that'll be probably the peak of inflation for 2026. And then from there on, it's going to start coming down. So my expectations on what the Federal Reserve is going to do, kind of probably like the same thing as you. In 44 days, Fed's not going to do anything. There's an 85% chance they're not going to cut rates. I don't think they're going to cut rates at this meeting or the next meeting. They're going to wait for new Fed members to come in. So what happened last week on Friday, President Trump announced a new Fed official or the grand poobah of the Federal Reserve. His name is Warsh. And we're going to do kind of a mini series on him just to explain to you guys who he is, what he thinks about, what his philosophies are and how they're going to affect the markets. But the reason why I do this, folks, is my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And I got some tools for you. If you're a homeowner looking to refinance or you're just like, I don't know what to do, put your mortgage information in right there. RateWatch 2.1. What it does is it provides me the opportunity to monitor this for you. What I want to know is what rate are you looking to refinance or how much of a savings each month would you look to refinance as well? You can put in, Dan, if I can save $300 a month, call me. And that's what we're going to do. We don't sell the data. I'll call you personally. But if you're looking to buy or build, where do I think rates are going to go and what do you do? Well, let's get over to it. I don't really think rates are going to do all that much, even with this government shutdown, because I think it's going to be, you know, probably 3 or 4 days. It's going to be great headlines, but it'll be resolved once again as well. And then people will be furloughed, then repaid or whatever. So I don't really think anything's going to go on with these short term. I don't really think much is going to go on with these midterms. So if you're looking to refinance, you have a rate at 7 now. Yeah, refinance now. I don't think rates are going to get much lower. But the good news is if you're looking to buy or build, maybe in the spring or in the summer, I think you're in a good position as well. There's really nothing in the cards and in the economic data that should really shock in all these other than the tariff news. So when the tariff news does break from the Supreme Court, if they're legal or not legal, I will be doing an alert. It could come any day now. So please be alert for that. So folks, that is what I do. And that's what I do each day to help homeowners, home buyers, realtors, and loan officers understand a little bit more about what in the heck's happening with those and the whys behind it. So if you're a loan officer, you're a realtor, you're a homeowner, home buyer looking to, you know, understand a little bit more about this, please subscribe over there. Also, every Wednesday, I show you behind the scenes right up through there on what I call this. Remember at the beginning of this, I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer. We have this catchy slogan I made. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Why? Well, join me each Wednesday. I'm going to show you behind the scenes, me and Alan, on exactly what we do and how we do it. So join us then, but leave me some comments down below. What do you think this government shutdown is going to do for mortgage rates, the stock market? Give me some comments on your Bitcoin down there as well. So thanks for watching today's video, folks. I will be back later today at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends yet another day. Thanks for watching, folks. If you need some more mortgage assistance out there, I'd love to help you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.